If the moon of Dhul-Hijjah has been sighted at Maghrib time today, then the first of Dhul-Hijjah has started. So there is a possibility that this is the first of Dhul-Hijjah. So, keeping the fadail and the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah in mind, let us try to value these moments as much as possible. As far as the students are concerned, when they are engaged in talabul ilm, when they are discussing masail, discussing ahadith, tafsir, when they are learning the rules of the Arabic language or learning the Quran, they are engaged in ibadah. So mashallah, that time is valued. But when they are free, their free times, or when they are going from here to the boarding, from boarding to here, you need to value those moments. And try to change the routine in such a way that you can see the difference between yesterday and today. Otherwise, if there is no difference in the routine, then you cannot claim to be valuing these 10 days. So there should be some change in the routine. Normally, if a person would come 15 minutes before Salat in the masjid, he should come 20 minutes before Salat and do something. Normally, if a person was performing only Ishraq, then he should perform Ishraq and Chasht. So try to increase your ibadat. And also, as always mentioned, that during blessed moments, one should try to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. So on a daily basis, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 pence, 50 pence, 5 pounds, whatever you are able to. So during these 10 days or 10 nights, all 24 hours are blessed. Try to get as much done as possible before you depart from this world. When you will reach my age, you will not even have to do muraqaba and muhasaba. The thoughts will go over and over again to the past on its own. And these thoughts will override your mind that I wish I could have done this when I had this opportunity, and I wish I did this when I had that opportunity, and I wish I was able to do this when I had this opportunity. So utilize. When I was your age, there was nobody to guide me, there was nobody to tell me. You are only, on every juncture you are being guided, on every juncture. When you go for holidays, before exams, after exams, all the time you are being told and you are being guided. So what you need to do is to mold yourself in the guidance that is given to you. For example, if you start fasting tomorrow or Saturday, whenever you start fasting, then when you go home 2 days before Eid al-Adha, then if you have molded yourself into what you are being taught, then you will definitely fast. And if you have not molded it, then what will happen is that because of the environment here, because of everybody around you, you will fast. And when you go home, the main day, which is Arafah, you will not fast. All those students who have been studying and who have graduated in the past, last year, those who, now this is the testing time. That what will they do in these 9 days? Will they fast or they won't fast? And this extra, 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 extra. This is nafal, optional, extra, bonus. Without that, you cannot become the beloved of Allah. If you carry out all the do's and don'ts, you become the ashik of Allah. You become wali, muttaqi, special friend of Allah. But that is the beginning of special friendship to Allah. Then it all depends on how much you excel in the optional. But let me tell you one thing. A professional remark in the spiritual aspect. By carrying out only the do's and the don'ts, you become the wali of Allah at the first stage. But it is not possible to mold yourself or your heart into being able to carry out all those do's and don'ts without engaging in nawafil. It's not possible. If a person makes a firm resolution that do's and don'ts I will carry out, other than that I won't, he will never succeed. He will never succeed. Because you need a push. You need vitamins, this, that. And that comes from nawafil, optional. So, iman is the first stage of wilayat. Ordinary wilayat, ordinary friendship of Allah. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Then amal saliha. So in between the ordinary wilayat and the special friendship of Allah. This is ordinary wilayat, ordinary friendship, common friendship. And this is special friendship. In between there are so many stages. He is mu'min and he performs 3 times salat only, and you perform 5 times salat. So he is a common friend of Allah, you are also a common friend of Allah. But you are a bit nearer than him. He performs 5 times salat, he performs 5 times salat. But one is consuming alcohol, the other is not. So one is below the other. So wilaya starts at iman. Then this common friendship, it has thousands of grades. Because everybody is different. Then a person reaches this stage where he becomes a special friend of Allah. And who is a special friend of Allah? Who has taqwa. And what is taqwa? To abstain from every disobedience to Allah. And thereafter, so everybody is same here. Thereafter, nawafil and optional deeds will determine where he is as far as special friendship is concerned. But from this common friendship to special friendship, in order to become special friendship, the only thing you need to do is to carry out all the do's and don'ts. But that is not possible without nawafil. It is not possible. That is why the Sharia has designed all the ibadat in this manner. That you perform hajj, in hajj you have farz, you have wajibat, you have sunan, you have mustahabbat. In salat, you have fard, 4 rakat. Sunnah muakkada, 4 rakat. Sunnah ghair muakkada, so many. Nawafil, so many. That is how it is fashioned. What are you given by the Shaykh when you put this, when you put your foot on this road towards becoming special friend of Allah? He gives you ma'amulat. And in that ma'amulat, other than the first point, which says that you must hold on to everything that you have repented from in common and everything you have repented from in general. So specifically you have repented from certain things. And there are, at the end you say, I repent from everything. After that, everything you will see in the ma'amulat parcha is nafil, optional. Tilawat is optional. Tasbih 100 times is optional, istighfar is optional, durood sharif is optional. This is a sign that in order to become the special friendship of, friend of Allah, You have to carry out the do's and the don'ts, but you will acquire the ability to be able to carry out the do's and stay away from don'ts if you do certain things which is optional. Company of the pious, is it fard? Is it wajib? Necessary. A person can only stay away from the don'ts and carry out the do's if he has the ability to do mujahada properly. Mujahada is to stay away from the don't and carry out the do's, however bitter it may, that is mujahada. And that is the main point in becoming the wali of Allah. But there are two things which will make mujahada easy. And if mujahada remains hard, it will be very difficult. A person won't be able to do it. And what are the two things? Dhikrullah and company of the both. Not farz, not wajib. When we say it's very easy to become the wali of Allah, you don't have to perform tahajjud, ishraq, no nafal fasts. All you have to do is carry out all the do's and stay away from the don'ts and you become the wali of Allah. You must have heard this from me many times before. Because Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And I must have, in explaining this verse, said that the wali is not he who performs tahajjud. Wali is not he who performs ishraq. Wali is not he who reads the whole Quran in 24 hours. Wali is he who abstains from every disobedience to Allah. This is for that person who is far, far away from deen, and he sees becoming the wali of Allah a very, very difficult task, and who has become despondent. This is for him. No, it's very easy. Do's and don'ts, that's all. Nawafil is not necessary. And it's true, nawafil is not necessary to become the wali of Allah. But to reach, to acquire the ability, necessary. That's why mamulat is very important, tilawat is very important, company of the sheikh is very important. And some students, during their student days, they only concentrate on their ilm all the time. And there are certain side effects of ilm, one of which is pride. So this person will become a problem for the ummah if he lives like this. So one has to worry about islah also. Shaitan was also a great alim. He was not jahil. So with ilm, one has to worry about islah. And when one worries about islah, then he will acquire the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will become ashik of Allah. And ashik never goes wrong. Aqidat is not as valuable as ishq is. Ishq is very important. Muhabbat. Ishq. During these moments, try to do as much good as possible. Because these 9-10 days will go away soon. And they will not come back until next year. And when they come back next year, maybe we are not here. We have no guarantee that we will live till next year. But everybody try to fast as many days as possible. And those of you who are listening at home, please try to acquire our leaflet from here, the 10 days of Zulhijjah. Contact the academy, try to acquire this leaflet, 10 days of Zulhijjah, take it home, sit down as a family, read it, send it, take copies for your dear ones, near ones, and try to make the most out of it. Alhamdulillah, every year, during these 10 days of Zulhijjah, the environment changes in our masjid, alhamdulillah. And let us hope that continues to happen. And Qurbani also, people should give sacrifice. If they are able to, on their behalf only, then on your behalf only. If you are able to afford more, parents, mashayikh, teachers, relatives. Many of us have relatives who have passed away, and we know that their religious condition was not too good. So shouldn't we worry about them? Grandfather, grandmother, uncle, auntie. We hope that Allah must have forgiven them. But we know that the condition wasn't too good. And I think I need to do something for them. So when you get this feeling in your heart, feeling for other people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show great mercy. Allahu Akbar. He will shower His mercies.